Komt, ihr Töchter, helft mir klagen. Openingskoor uit de Matthäus Passion van Johann Sebastian Bach. Het ensemble de Pygmalion. Maîtrise de Radio France. Onder leiding van Raphaël Pichon. Winnaar van de Edison Klassiek 2022 in de categorie het koor. Raphaël Pichon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And a warm congratulations. The Edison Klassiek in the choral category is yours to have.
Thank you. I want absolutely to say a really big thank you to all the Edison Classic Award. It's award with this piece is something really special.
Yeah, you write in the booklet that it's been a dream for you from the conception of the ensemble Pygmalion back in 2006 to record, to perform this work. Please elaborate on that. Please explain.
It's just that I'm not coming from a musician family, and I had the chance to experiment, to go through the experience of this piece when I was 16, and this piece changed my life totally. This piece, I think, is one of the most moving experiences of our common humanity that is possible to share, and because Bach makes us feel the fragility and the failings of humanity. It's something really special because it's a real, real immersive piece. We are Bach is placing us at the very heart of the drama. We become the actors. We take part in the action, and we could feel it in our sensibility, of course, in our spirituality, but even physically, it's a absolutely unique experience.
Ja, ik kom niet uit een muzikaal gezin, zegt Raphaël Pichon. Maar als tiener hoorde ik de Matthäus Passion van Bach. En dat heeft mijn leven veranderd. Dit werk betekent zoveel. Het gaat over onze kwetsbaarheid. Het gaat over ons falen. Het gaat er ook over dat wij, als je er naar luistert, als je het meemaakt, dat je ondergedompeld wordt in de Matthäus. Want het gaat over ons. Het gaat over ons handelen. Over ons falen. Well, I vividly remember your performance with Pygmalion at the Zaterdag Matinee last fall with Schütz and Bach and the Deutsche Requiem, Brahms. And we talked about it. It still surprises me, your love and immersion in the music of Bach coming from France. I mean, there's a Germanic world. And we in Holland, we pretend that Bach was a Dutchman. But for you, it must be a special thing in France, advocating the music of Bach, isn't it?
Yeah, perhaps it's also coming from my education one more time. I had this chance to start singing when I was 10, 9 or 10, and in a boys' choir. And our musical director was really in love with German music, and I grew up in this culture. And now I really love the language. I really love the music of the language. I feel quite close from the spirituality of the Lutheran culture. And I think it's really poetic, really dense, really, really sensitive culture. And it's part of my blood now, I would say.
Als jochie van 10 begon ik te zingen, kwam in een jongenskoor terecht. En onze dirigent was helemaal weg van het Duitse repertoire, Duitse muziek. Dat is bepalend voor mij geweest. De Duitse taal, die heb ik omarmd. De Duitse muzikale taal ook. En zelfs die Lutherse cultuur, die is me dierbaar. Now, this is an Edison Klassiek specifically for the choral aspect of your St. Matthew recording. What did you do that it sticks out? And what was your vision and mission for the choir?
I mean, first of all, of course, it's so fantastic that now there was all these discussions in the 80s, 90s about how to perform Bach, if it's one per part, if it's a more real choral work. And I think it's really nice that today the passions are more and more and more performed everywhere. I could just testimony about France, because 30 years ago it was really rare to be able to listen to a passion every year, and now it's like 10 passions a year in Paris, but also not only in Paris, but also in many concert halls everywhere in France. And I think it's quite the same in many countries in Europe. Of course, you have a really strong tradition in Netherlands, or of course in Germany, even a bit in England. But so it's one more time about humanity. That's why I really think that this choral aspect, this choral face of the piece is central in my approach.
Ja. In de jaren 80 en 90 werd er heel veel gediscussieerd over hoe je nou die Matthäus of die passies van Bach moest uitvoeren. Allerlei meningen stonden tegenover elkaar. Het is bijzonder dat ik ben opgegroeid met die muziek en nu mag ik het zelf uitvoeren. En het is ook bijzonder dat zo'n jaar of 30 geleden, zegt Raphaël Pichon, je nauwelijks een passie tegenkwam in Frankrijk. Nu zijn er tientallen. En niet alleen in Parijs. Het is nu gemeengoed geworden. En nogmaals, dit gaat over de menselijkheid. En die kom je ook tegen, met name in die koordelen. Well, once again, congratulations, heartfelt congratulations for you and especially the choir, but for the rest of the cast, the soloist and the orchestra as well, Raphaël Pichon. I wish you more inspiration for the coming years with the music of Bach and his contemporaries. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's